Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Friday night weekly call, crowdfunding call. This is James Bonecrusher Smith from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, but I am in Clinton, North Carolina. This is family reunion weekend, so I came up today from Myrtle Beach to Clinton, North Carolina. The location of my November 7th golf outing fundraiser that I'm doing, and we want to welcome everyone to the call tonight. We have the pleasure of Mr. Willie Wharton getting the call started. He called me a few minutes ago, and actually he called in on this show and said that he his sister-in-law had come in, and he would be listening to the call but would not be able to participate. But we do have Sherry online. I don't know if we have Monty on the call tonight, but I sent the information out to Monty and Woody and Pastor Hill and Sherry and Grover and Sergeant Major and Demetria and Hayes and Raleigh. And anybody that would like to chime in and share their story, testimony, feel free to do that. I got involved in crowdfunding a little before Christmas, and this has been a trying time for the last 6 months for me. Had some health issues I had to deal with, and a knee, total knee replacement in January. Been dealing with that and been working my way back, trying to get back in shape, trying to build a crowdfunding business, trying to do other fundraisers. I had my golf tournament in Myrtle Beach in June, working on another golf tournament in my hometown for November, in the process of having a Hall of Fame weekend, Father's Day weekend, June 2016, working on that. Got a lot of things going. Got a lot of trips planned. Got a cruise planned. Got a have a some Legends events coming up in Labor Day weekend and the weekend after Labor Day in New York. And I'm just excited about this weekend. I'm taking part in the Smith Family Reunion and Clinton, North Carolina, and where I am now. Drove up from Myrtle Beach today and play golf with my older brother today, and have a chance to work crowdfunding and all the other things that I'm doing. Have received several donations from crowdfunding. The way I got started was made a small donation, $200 donation to Woody Wharton's project, and a friend of mine for a long time, retired military, Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I made a donation to his project, and he helped me kick off my project, and I guess you can say the rest is history. Just been inviting and introducing and sharing this opportunity with people, and letting them know that they can make a small donation, they can be part of the community, they can engage their community, and get there and have a team to help them grow their business and grow donations. And this time, since Woody is not available,
hey, I'm on the line. Are you there?
Huh?
I'm here. I just might be a little bit of background noise, but I'm here, and you know, I just wanted to tell the people out there that crowdfunding is a phenomenon that is just exploding, going all, you know, it's not just nationwide. This is something that is happening all around the world. I tell people all the time that almost every night, I know you know this, almost every night there's something else on television talking about people doing a crowdfunding project. You know, I was first introduced to crowdfunding because I had a need, and I have a bus. I run a center for kids, and my transmission in my bus went out, and I had decided that I was going to try crowdfunding to pick up, you know, some funds to get it fixed or to buy another bus. And, you know, my very first crowdfunding project that I did, it was on another platform that we shall not name. And I sent it out to all my friends, families, acquaintances, everybody. I got on social media and sent it to everybody. And I really expected that I was going to receive some donations so I could go ahead and get that bus fixed. But after, you know, a week, month, a couple months, I never received anything, Bone Crusher. So I really didn't believe in crowdfunding when Monty started sending me emails saying that I needed to check out this new company called WeShare. And I was kind of hesitant about checking it out, but he kept sending me emails. And one day he sent me a message that says, "Do you need to raise money for anything?" And I answered him back, and I said, "Yeah, I need to get a bus." And he said, "Well, WeShare can help you do that." And I don't know what it was about him just asking me that question, but that piqued my curiosity then, and I decided that I was going to go ahead and actually check out this WeShare crowdfunding. And I Googled it. I watched the video that he sent me. I Googled a couple things, and, you know, what I saw was that this company, WeShare, wasn't like what I had done on that other platform where I was all by myself and I was trying to send it out to, you know, as many people as I could. I saw that WeShare was working together as a community and to help each other, us helping each other and enabling each other to receive donations for our project. So I called Monty back and I said, "Hey, man, this might just work." And I went ahead and got started, and I placed a small donation on his project. And I put my project page up, and, you know, at that time he kind of helped me along, and we started talking to other people about getting their project started. And, you know, that led now to, I stopped counting, but I know I got well over 200 people that have started the project. I've received many, many donations. I'm receiving donations from people that I have no idea who they are, but I do know that they're starting their projects because, you know, either they have a want, a need, or a goal or something going on in their community, you know, that they want to do. So I just wanted to chime in and, you know, tell people my story and just let them know that, you know, you may be a little bit skeptical of what crowdfunding is because it is so new. But I do believe that if you just go on to Google and you search crowdfunding, you're going to find out that this thing is just the newest phenomenon to hit the nation and to hit the world. And also you'll probably see that there have been some great things that have happened with crowdfunding in the last couple of years. And just, with, you know, with what we're doing and how we're helping each other, building up each other, you know, we got the best of both worlds because we're not in this by ourselves. You know, we have, you know, tens and hundreds of people that are helping us out and receiving donations. So I just wanted to, you know, throw that out there. And I did see that Mr. Clarence Montgomery had jumped on. And at this time, I just want to bring Clarence on. I know he always has great information to put out to the people. I didn't talk to him today, so I don't know what he has on his mind. But definitely you want to listen to Clarence. He really knows what he's doing with this program. And he is definitely a leader spearheading this charge that we share. So, Clarence, if you're on, just, if you would come on and tell us what you got going on.
Yes, indeed. Champ Woody, how you hear me tonight?
Got you loud and clear.
All righty then. Yeah, I was actually just got off the call with a group that got started there in Maryland, and I got another group just getting started out in California. So I've been kind of busy here this week and actually just putting up a project page. A gentleman wants to start a farm to show kids how to raise bees and to grow natural, you know, food products. So, I mean, it just shows you the diversity in crowdfunding. And I was just on the internet, you know, getting his donation button set, and I saw a Harvard professor is going to start crowdfunding possibly to run for president. So like what he was saying, being skeptical, I don't think so. If you're going to go out and raise money through from the crowd to run for president, I think a lot of people are going to be looking at that. So we are definitely legit, above board, and making things happen. I think last week we kind of talked about looking at other ways to find other people. And I think I mentioned the Crowdfire app where you can find people on Twitter. You can target your Twitter followers. And you're basically just asking a question, do you know anybody that needs to raise money, or do you need to raise money yourself? And then send them a short presentation that shows them how distribution formula works on the platform. It's basic math, multiplication. So you get that information out to people, and you find out what their dreams are, what their goals and ambitions are, and see if this is a good fit for them. And that's kind of what I've been doing, and that is what I've been doing all week, and just trying to get this whole concept of moving around the world. Earlier this week, I was talking to a young lady from California. She's actually Korean, and she just came back from Korea, you know, and this platform has reached Korea in a big way. And now we have a marketing guy on board that's setting up some situations in Asia to market the platform. So now is a great time to be joining the platform and setting up a situation to raise the money you need for your project. So with that, Woody and Champ, I'll put it back out there and keep going.
Fantastic. Monty and Woody, we appreciate those words of encouragement and information. Woody, are you still on? Can you tell who else is on the speaker line tonight?
Yeah, we still have, I think it was Miss Sherry, a 704 number and an 803 number that are on the call. I'm not sure who they are.
It might be Grover. You know Grover's number?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Grover, you're on the line. Who do we have here on the line?
Nathan. That's Nathan.
All right, Nathan,
spot.
How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about y'all?
Going good, good, good. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Well, I want to thank Nathan for giving us the opportunity to be on this call every Friday night, and it's because of Nathan, Pastor Nathan, for giving us this opportunity. And I would like him to say just a couple words, if he don't mind. He is a little shy, but. He's about the only pastor I know that's shy. But anyway, come on, Pastor Nathan Hill, and share with people how you got started with crowdfunding and how you feel about it.
Well, basically, through you, sending me some literature. And I looked at it, and called me back and said, this is a good opportunity. And so that's how I got started. And I'm very pleased with the progress, and I'm looking forward that my project will take hold and go forward.
Yeah, fantastic. And I just want to encourage everyone to spend, you know, take about 30 minutes a day or 30 minutes a week, even just 30 minutes a week, you know, and just focus on maybe doing some three-way calls or conference calls. There are many, many calls during the week that's available. So if you got somebody that you think would be good with crowdfunding, just plug them in to us and plug them into the call and let us talk to them and let them listen to the live calls or to the videos. And just kind of pique their interest. And if they do have an interest, they might have questions. And we can get their questions answered. They're probably going to be a good candidate. They're probably going to want to be part of the community crowdfunding and realize how simple it is. It's simple, but it does take a little bit of effort. And it kind of reminds me when I was in training for my boxing career. I did focus about 5 days a week on training, and the training was the work, and the training was the preparation for winning fights, you know, in my career. And there were certain things I did, and I did them pretty religiously and regularly, and it prepared me and got me sharp. And I think to win in this this effort is kind of like a 1-2-3 ABC type thing. And if we do those things on a regular basis, then we will grow our business and we will receive the donations. And I'm a little bit short-winded tonight. I am in the family reunion mode, having fun with my family. And many of them I just see once a year, and I'm excited about being in Sampson County, Clinton, North Carolina. And I can't even tell what time it is, but we're going to kind of make it short tonight. Anybody else that want to share tonight, they can, but if not, we're going to kind of shut it off early. Monty, you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, champ. Just exciting times, and we're going to keep moving forward.
Yeah, and I heard Mark Hamlin say he was going to be going to Korea pretty soon. I know he's got some stuff coming up in Chicago at the end of this month, and I might try to be with him in Chicago. I got some people up there that I'm trying to get signed up, kind of trying to get going. And if they come on board, I'm going to join him in Chicago. I don't know. I got some friends, business friends in Korea that lives in the Triangle. And I have been to Seoul, Korea, too, and quite a ways. It's a long trip, but I'm going to see if I can get some people plugged in, too. When he's going to be over there. Mark is doing a lot of traveling. He's doing a lot of meetings, and if you got people in those areas, I think it would be an excellent way to grow your business, to plug your people in, your prospects into his meetings, in his conference calls. He's a great closer. I did spend some time with him in Maryland a few weeks ago. And with that said, Woody, do you have anything else you'd like to share?
No, I'm trying to just tell people that, you know, really, really take a hard look at crowdfunding. And if you don't know what it is, like I always tell people, Google crowdfunding so you can find out what it is and then, you know, get back with the person that talked to you about it so you can find out what we do here at WeShare. And I think that, you know, our program is awesome and that we're going to be able to help a lot of people in the community. That's about it, Bonecrusher.
All right, let's call it a wrap, and in the meantime, let's continue to share crowdfunding with others, and because I think it's the best thing going, and we can win and we get donations on a regular basis. It would do the regular things that we need to do. With that said, we'll call it a wrap, and look forward to seeing everyone again next Friday at 9 o'clock. 8:55, and you guys have a great weekend, and I plan to do the same. Have a good night.
Until next week.
All right. Good night.
Good night.